It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
Broadcasting live from just across the street from the Wickenburg City Hall. We're celebrating Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday with Miss Cindy Thrasher, and Miss Vivian Strang. And Cindy is the official Wickenburg Town historian. Now, I discovered last night you're married to quite an antique. Or no, I mean not an antique. Pioneer.
Yes, he is a pioneer.
I could have talked to him all night. I had to leave, or we'd still be there talking.
He carries his history in his pocket. He had little pictures of his family. The hotel was where?
In Morristown.
Yeah.
So. It used to be on the other side of the highway. It's a two-story territorial. It used to service the people that would come off the train and go to Castle Hot Springs. His grandmother ran the restaurant there, kept a log of the visitors that came, what they ate, if they were repeat customers, and if they tipped well.
Well, boy. I really could. I could talk to Larry for a week.
Well, I really appreciated Vivia Strang taking the time to talk, because now she's got to get in the car and come up, and she'll be here speaking on stage at 10:45. She's the president of the Pioneer Cemetery Association, and people like Vivia and Cindy help to keep that history alive, and it is inspiring. You know, sometimes we think our lives can be so hard, and they're hard in a different way, but this was foundational. You know, these are people who fought against everything. Just walking through the Vulture Mine and looking at all the implements, it's like, you know, they had to make them up or invent them, or they couldn't go to Home Depot. You know, or where did their food come from? They had to be so inventive and resourceful. So I just really, really appreciate the history and the passion these people have to keep that history alive and to let other people know about it. I asked Vivia, I said, is there a good book? She said, no. I said, well, you can't make this stuff up. Somebody needs to put together a really good book about the life. And man, it'd make a good movie, too, wouldn't it?
It would make a great movie. Actually, Helen Hawkins in the 1950s wrote a book called Early Wickenburg History to 1875. And it was the only book endorsed by the museum at that time. And my husband taught Wickenburg history, and that was the textbook that they used. But Helen Hawkins was working on her master's thesis, and that's the book that she wrote. So she went back through all the old manuscripts to document her book. So everything is documented. And unfortunately, it fell out of favor as new people came into Wickenburg and didn't understand, you know, what we had here. So the Historical Society actually reprinted her book, and we are trying to get it back into circulation because you have so many erroneous stories. Our museum burnt down, I think it was in 1969, and it had only been in existence for a few years before it burnt down. And then our newspaper archives were destroyed by flooding. So anything that's concrete has been held by families. And fortunately for me, a lot of the early families have given me documentation that hasn't been available any other way in newspapers or whatever. So we've gotten pictures of Henry Wickenburg that weren't in circulation, and there aren't many of them, but it's been very interesting for me because things have popped up to substantiate or to correct, you know, misinformation.
And we don't have time to cover it today, so we'll have to have you back. But even the demise of Henry Wickenburg is a story in itself.
It is. It is. His whole life is a story.
Well, they're having a look-alike, Henry Wickenburg look-alike contest today, and with not many pictures, I guess it's just up to the judges' interpretation what they think those pictures put together.
Well, actually, we put together a wanted poster that does have Henry Wickenburg's photo on it, so they do have
something to go by.
yes.
Well, Miss Cindy, we can't thank you enough for inviting us, for sure, and making this opportunity available to us. Congratulations on what looks like is going to be a fantastic event. The crowds are already beginning to show up. Now, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about flora and fauna of the Wickenburg area. We're going to be doing that with the director of the Hassayampa River Preserve, Miss Jessica Bland. So you can't miss that. Y'all stay tuned.